Jackson, W266DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The House has passed a bill to raise the debt ceiling. CBS's Nicole Killian has details.
The Fiscal Responsibility Act lifts the debt ceiling through early 2025, giving the U.S. more borrowing power to pay its bills. But it slashes federal spending in return, clawing back unused COVID money and IRS funding, loosening environmental rules, and imposing stricter work requirements for those on food assistance.
The bill now goes to the Senate. The Justice Department has audio of former President Trump talking about holding on to classified documents after he left the White House. CBS's Catherine Herridge reports.
Two sources familiar with the matter tell CBS News the audio tape is from a meeting 2 years ago at former President Trump's New Jersey golf club, more than a year before federal investigators searched his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida and seized records marked classified.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court has struck down an abortion statute. Here's CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
This case is emblematic of what is happening across the country. After the Dobbs case that overturned Roe v. Wade, many red states, through state legislatures, immediately either outlawed abortion or severely restricted its use. What no one counted on was that the Supreme Courts in those same states would rule to protect abortion rights under its state constitution.
A storm system is forming, and Jim Cantor at the Weather Channel is monitoring.
June 1st, this first day of hurricane season, we are watching here in the northeastern Gulf of Mexico. The Hurricane Center has named it Invest 91L. It is forecast to move toward the south-southeast this weekend. And what is going to be its Achilles heel? Shear. Strong wind shear.
Social media companies are being accused of taking down too much offensive material, especially evidence of war crimes.
A young man in Ukraine photographed dead civilians killed by Russian invaders.
He wanted to show the world what's happened, and this was also important evidence. He posted it online, but it was swiftly removed.
BBC disinformation editor Jack Goodman found similar cases in other war zones. Artificial intelligence deleting potentially vital evidence of war crimes. Former Guardian editor Alan Rusbridger now sits on a Facebook oversight board.
We've ordered that Facebook examines its system so that it's not over-moderated.
But those tweaks will take time. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Amazon has agreed to pay a $25 million civil penalty to settle allegations it violated a child privacy law and deceived parents by holding on to kids' voice and location data from Alexa. The FTC also says the company has agreed to pay customer refunds regarding its Ring doorbell. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Most of Wisconsin's Republicans in Congress voted for the new debt ceiling deal, while the state's two Democrats voted against it. Tom Tiffany was the only Republican to vote against the deal. He says it doesn't cut enough spending. Wisconsin's two Democrats object to welfare to work requirements. The deal now heads to the U.S. Senate. Wisconsin's biggest business group is threatening to sue in order to block stricter limits on surface water pollution. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says the cost of the proposed regulations go beyond what's allowed under state law. Christy Minahan of the DNR tells WisPolitics the agency will likely make some changes before sending a final version to the Natural Resources Board for approval in September. In sports, the Brewers beat Toronto last night 4-2. The rubber match is this afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The skin is the largest organ of your body. Make sure you're taking a balanced approach to wellness. Use the newest Ayurvedic skincare line by ED4 to nourish your skin. Using only pure, organic, and wildcrafted ingredients, planting the seeds of wellness to reset and balance your skin, body, and mind. ED4's organic skincare will nourish your skin. Please visit us at ED4.com. That's ED4.com, E-D-I-E-F-O-R-D.com.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. Looks like we're finally getting some good weather.
Yeah, we're getting some good weather, man. And as well we should. It's 6 months into the new year. And so it's about that time. But I want to get right at the subject for the first hour of the show. And never have I had a guest that I felt so comfortable with. And had a we don't know one another. But we do know one another. This is the first time we've met, and I want to welcome to the studio and to the listening audience, Mr. Mike Bink. He is the president and local 469 of the UAW, and he represents Master Lock. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great, and I'm very happy to be here.
Okay, so we talk. Let's talk about Master Lock. What is Master Lock?
Well, in 1921, the Sorfs patented the laminated padlock and never looked back.
That all of us probably have a master lock or have had one a couple times in our lives.
Yes, I told the company that our motto ought to be, forget your accommodation, lose your keys, we'll make more.
Right.
So they never went with that.
And so master lock, which has been a part of the landscape of an area in the city of Milwaukee, right off of, that's got to be, what, about 32nd?
Yes.
And Center Street. Tell us how long that facility has been there.
I don't know when the buildings started going up. They started out actually in the Pabst brewery somewhere.
Right.
But the front of the building's Art Deco, so that might have been put up in the 20s, and it's actually a series of buildings joined together. There are little ramps you walk up where
right.
I don't know if they didn't get it right or didn't care, but things aren't at the same level, and I'm not sure how many square feet there are, but when we had 1,200 or so union employees there, we were jammed in pretty tight, but we were all pretty happy about that.
You know, the UAW, the United Auto Workers, wax nostalgic when we talk about the UAW, because the UAW was as powerful a union as there's ever been in this country. Is it safe to say that?
I believe so, yes.
You know, and the United Auto Workers and the power of what they were able to do and help other unions based on just the sheer organizing strength of the United Auto Workers and what they could do politically. They kind of helped control the conversation of what was being said in Washington, D.C., right? Is it safe to say that?
Yes, and the Ruther brothers, particularly Walter, it wasn't just about the people in the shop. He was very focused on social change. And we all know that unions, the job shops had to compete with our wages, with our benefits. So it really did help. Though when the country had 30% or 33% of the workforce in unions, many, many more people, many more cities, whatever, benefited from that.
So let me run these numbers down quickly for those in the listening audience. I live in Milwaukee, and so in 1970, I was 16 years old. But the 10 largest employers in the city of Milwaukee, again, Milwaukee was called the machine shop of the world. Of the entire world, we had more manufacturing in the city of Milwaukee almost than they did anywhere else in the world. And so the top 10 employers was a company called Alex Chalmers. There were 11,500 employees. And what you need to understand is these people made strong middle-class wages. Every one of these plants we're talking about, anybody who worked there made a middle-class wage. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah.
Meaning you could purchase a home, you could save enough money to send your kids to college, buy a new car, save some money, vacation, enjoy the American dream.
I was going to say the long forgotten American dream.
Every one of these jobs provided that. A. O. Smith, my company for 34 years, was number two, 8,000 employees. Briggs & Stratton, 7,400. AC Electronics, later on AC Delco, 5,000 employees. Harness Vega, 4,400. American Motors, 4,300. Slitz Brewing, 2,800. Pabst, 2,600. Miller Brewing, 2,400. So let me just paint a picture of what it was when I was a young boy graduating from high school. I followed my dad into A. O. Smith, and I was scheduled to go to a university. And I went to A. O. Smith for what I thought would be the summer. And my dad told me, don't come out here. He couldn't explain to me, hey, you're going to get this money. It's really going to change your life. So you need to go if going to college and those kind of things. I remember coming out to A. O. Smith, and I had an interview at 9 o'clock that morning. And the guy who interviewed me said, "Can you start tonight?" That's the way it was.
Yeah.
Right? Any of these plants, it would have been the same thing.
That's so typical of the factories in the city. One generation followed the next. My father worked at Master Lock Company for 35 years. Started in 1959.
Wow.
And when Master Lock decided to do an early out, he said his noon too soon to leave because he had done his time. In
right.
There. But it's always been a good place to work because of the people in it.
So my point is that was manufacturing. That's what the city was. Our city was vibrant. Milwaukee was one of the cleanest cities in the United States. There were no cracks in the street, no cracks in the sidewalks. Everything was clean because manufacturing paid its fair share and was involved and connected with the community, right? the patriarchs of those companies sat on the boards, and they knew their involvement in the neighborhoods and in the communities.
Up until we downsized, our plant was...
We meaning Masterlock.
Masterlock, excuse me. The local leadership on the company side participated with us in all of the things we did in our community, from bringing the second graders from Clark Street School over for breakfast with Santa, Ronald McDonald House, you know, making dinners for the families there, working with women's shelters and food banks. Once we downsized, that all changed.
You know, so let me quickly go here, and then we'll move into why you're here. So when I talked about the 10 largest employers in 1970 in Milwaukee, they were all manufacturing, every one of them. So let's contrast it to the 10 largest employers in 2021 in Milwaukee. Advocate Aurora Healthcare, 29,934. That's healthcare. That's not manufacturing. That's a lot of people, 29,000 people. But when we talk about what they pay in the way of wages, you'll see there's a big difference. Frederick Healthcare, 13,798. Ascension Healthcare, 10,449. Roundy Supermarket, 7,800. Medical College of Wisconsin, 6,100. GE Healthcare, 6,000. Quad Graphics, 6,000. Rockwell Automation, only one manufacturer, that's 5,500 people. Children's Hospital, 5,300. And Kohl's, 5,300, 500. I don't know, probably the only one of all those companies that we mentioned that have a union is probably Rockwell. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, I believe so, unless Roundy's.
And well, Roundy's, I don't think they do.
Okay.
Right, I don't think they do. But the fact of the matter is manufacturing has disappeared from the landscape. And it's not a coincidence that the amount of money people are making hourly has not been able to keep track with the cost of living in any of those things since manufacturing left.
Not even close. Dead air. Across the street where Briggs was, I know people that used to work there. Different factories around the city. The UAW used to have a much bigger presence in Milwaukee. I can speak to about the early 80s when we used to fill a room with different locals at our political organization meeting. And now we're down to Unit Drop Forge, a segment of Miller, Master Lock. I might be forgetting one, but I think there are only three or four in the Milwaukee area anymore.
So hold the thought. We've got to go to a break. My guest is Mr. Mike Bink. He is the president of UAW Local 469 of Master Lock. And we're here to talk about, just the realities of today. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
If you love to spend time in the kitchen, elevate your cooking game with a pantry full of premium hemp products from Mary Jane's Hemp Shop in Waukesha. Mary Jane sells flights of Himalayan sea salt, raw sugar flights, local raw honey, and just in time for summer, a variety of salt rubs for meat and grilling. Not sure how to use the products in your own kitchen? Check out Mary Jane's YouTube channel for ideas and recipes. Elevate your cooking game at Mary Jane's Hemp Shop, 335 West Main Street, Waukesha, or online at MaryJanesPantry.shop.
app.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for isolated storms today, otherwise mainly sunny skies. Highs level off around 88. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 62. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 89. Upper 80s Saturday, low 80s Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Kind of like going round and round on the floor at Waukesha Skateland. Except without the rental skates. Know what I mean? This is the Shaw, W-A-U-K.
At 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Mike Bink. He is the president of the UAW Local 469 of Master Lock. And Master Lock announced, has it been, what, a week or so ago?
About a week, yes.
That they were going to be leaving Milwaukee after, I don't know how many years, man.
Approximately 102.
102 years. And in the midst of that will be, I don't know what, 400 or so union workers?
330 union.
330 union workers who will be left in a tough situation. I know I walked in their shoes. And it is very, very uncertain future. For people who did all they could, and did you see it coming?
In retrospect, we saw more work, more of our product. We don't make locks in the plant anymore. We make parts, and more of those parts were being shipped to Mexico. So, yes, we saw the signs of it. We weren't losing any membership at the time, but some of the departments started having less work. Some of that was due to processes. New processes were not equipped to do, but a lot of it was we don't have enough equipment to make the parts. Our equipment is far from new.
Plant is obsolete.
Yes. That's
as far as technology is concerned?
Yes. It's very... They would tell us it's very expensive to replace that. And I imagine that's right. But it's also a decision by the corporation not to invest in this plant.
You know, it brings back memories to in my life in the destruction of people's lives. What can't be missed in all of this is the human damage, right?
Yes. We provide very good jobs. People can come into the plant in an entry-level position, and we do make them, we torture them a little bit. They pass the Accuplacer, which is the state apprenticeship exam, but at a lower level. But they could be making as much as $30 an hour running a piece of equipment. And they go in with really no idea how to run it. The training programs are between 6 months and a year long, and they've got a very good job.
You know, $30 an hour. Did you hear that, Calvin? Walking in off the street and making $30 an hour. And then there are benefits that go along with that. And so, you know, for people who say, man, they're making that much money and they don't have any skills, well, that would not be true, would it?
No. The people who enter these programs, we're developing their skills. It's similar to an apprenticeship program where we're one generation trains the next, and that's how businesses are sustained. To say it's not a skilled position, when you start, it's not. But you have to learn. Some of these machines are 40 feet long, three different processes within that, and they're not new machines. You have to learn all the idiosyncrasies,
right.
The different ways it'll torture you by breaking something you've never seen before. It's your job to fix that and move on.
So, you know, I had a PhD in the plant in the company that I worked for because I could operate almost all the machinery over my 34 years. There weren't many people who could operate almost all the different machinery, but I could. And that was an added value. And so when people would say, well, you know, you don't have any letters behind your name, I would say, okay, well, you know, if you put somebody with letters behind their names to do the kind of work and operate the kind of heavy equipment that I was operating, they would not be very successful. We have letters behind our names and what we did, and we're almost impossible to replace in what we did in industry, and so it was easy for people to dismiss that, but it wouldn't be true, right?
Right. We have letters behind our names. Ours are UAW, and a lot of the companies don't give benefits. They don't give good wages. It's a process. Our company struck two times, 1974, when I was way too young to be there, and 1980, shortly after I started. And it's a tool that's coming back into the toolbox, and it's
frightening again.
The strike, yes.
Yes.
And no company and no union wants to be on strike. We want to be able to come to an agreement that's fair for both the workforce and allows the company to continue.
So let's do this. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. My guest is Mr. Mike Bink. He is the president of UAW Local 469 and Master Lock. We'll be right back.
It's 101.1 FM. In southeastern Wisconsin, it's 540 AM.
And all around the world on the Civic Media app.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says passage of the debt ceiling bill last night is a victory for the GOP-controlled House.
Tonight, we all made history. because this is the biggest cut and savings this Congress has ever voted for.
The Senate is expected to pass the bill by week's end. A CNN report says federal prosecutors have audio of former President Trump after he left office talking about holding on to classified documents. Former prosecutor Scott Fredrickson says this is a big deal.
This is a huge piece of evidence for the special counsel. It'll be highly influential in the decision of whether or not to indict the former president.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court has struck down an abortion statute. Zach Gingrich Gaylord is with the group I Trust Women.
These laws have already caused harm to so many Oklahoma families over just the past year.
And he says he hopes it will help restore abortion access. CBS News Brief.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Natnair. Here's what you need to know. The teenager who was arrested in April carrying a gun outside of Waukesha North High School made his first court appearance this week. Now 18-year-old Ashel Ali, charged with second-degree recklessly endangering safety, bail-jumping felony, resisting an officer, and endangering safety by use of a dangerous weapon. At the time of his arrest, police say Ali was carrying a semi-automatic rifle with 30-round capacity magazine. He had a pillowcase over his head with the eyes cut out. The investigation continues after a car-van crash on a highway near Richland in Barron County earlier this week. A van carrying 10 people was struck by a car carrying four teenagers. Two people were killed. Three others were flown from the scene in critical condition. I'm Jane Natnair. This is Civic Media News.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. On the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
All right,
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. My guest is Mr. Michael Bink. He is the president of UAW Local 469 and Master Lock, a company that has just announced that it is going to be closing shop in Milwaukee, a plant that stood for over 100 years. And, Mike, what are the rationale for what Master Lock is using to say that they have to leave?
I glanced at their press release or whatever it is once, and they say that something about their supply chain, optimizing that. It all boils down to making more money somewhere else than they are here. They can talk about their supply chain, and we know it's been an issue, but we're making it work. The people in the plant come to work every day, do their jobs, and there was a short hiccup where we couldn't get, you know, what we needed on time, but that's all ironed itself out. Bottom line is the corporation wants to do things that will profit a very few very rich people, and they're not really that considering what it does here in Milwaukee.
So, you know, people who live across the state and who are listening from across the state know this story with the paper mills. They experience the same kind of thing. They've watched their lives be turned inside out and upside down with decisions that have been made by people who are more concerned about the bottom line than they are about people. And so I constantly get into gripes with people, some people who call here who want to see it from the company's perspective. And yes, you know, these people own the company. It is theirs. And so the other people work for the companies. But what I've always said is, you know, company wouldn't be where it was if it wasn't for people who made the company what it is, right?
Right. Master Lock's got a very good name as far as product identification. Yeah, there's investment that goes along with that. But that's the people on our shop floor making sure that, historically making sure that no bad product goes out. There are problems with every process that we do to make our product, and it's our job individually to make sure that that's, you know, we're always delivering quality. Otherwise, we know we wouldn't be here.
You know, this is just a true statement. Had my company never left, people wouldn't know me from being on the radio. I would still be with the company. At least, I mean, I think I left there at 52. But I would have still been with that company until I was in my 60s. But because of, you know, the closing of that company, it forced me to get in and do something different. But I'll tell you something. My years there were the best years of my life because it helped me financially be able to afford to raise a family and to do a lot of different things, which is part of what is not taking place in this country today. That's at the root of what happens when they take these jobs out of this country, and the people who suffer are the American people. I remember when they began to take these kind of jobs out of the country, and they said, well, the American people are going to benefit because there'll be cheaper prices.
Cheaper prices come from cheaper products. And I guess you want cheaper products if you don't have a good job. You steal the jobs. When I came to the plant in 1979, the neighborhood around Master Lock, the Sherman Park,
well, those homes,
tree-lined streets,
yes,
kept-up homes. Well, when the jobs went away, so did home ownership. So did many things that make a community strong.
So to embellish more of what you just said, is those jobs, the people walk to them. That neighborhood, those homes were owned not by some guy who bought up 500 houses. They were owner occupied. And those little bungalows were owned and proud of by the people who lived in the neighborhood and in the community, which was the way it was where I worked.
By people that worked at Briggs,
yes.
At Maserlock, at Perlick, at Milwaukee Brush, at Geyser's Potato
right.
Chips, all around the area.
Yeah, and so it helped kind of take away, as people look at the impact that these things have had, what we want people to understand in this conversation is the importance of unions. Out of all of this, what's at the root of it is the fact that all of those benefits that all of us had for all of those centuries, in some cases, was the fact that there were organized labor. Companies didn't decide to do the right thing. They were forced to do the right thing.
Well, they eventually learned what the right thing was.
Right.
Miller Brewery, I went to their 125th anniversary, I don't even know how many years ago. Our local union is since 1937.
Yeah.
Okay.
Harley Davidson.
Yes. I've been through negotiations since the first one was 1986. We had at that point, it was 6 years after our strike, we had a very good working relationship with the company. We were to the point where our union leadership would go with company leadership and teach other labor management groups the steps to get to trust each other. Okay, and that was very important. That's when we were doing more in the community with the company. But that all changes when the structure of the relationship changes, because the corporation came in and decided that we needed to move our assembly operations down to Mexico, that we would buy more product from China, that we would, instead of having 1,150 people in a plant, we would have 225 at one point. The decisions that changed our plant didn't come from Milwaukee. They came from the corporate headquarters.
Well, just think about it. You used some verbiage that is you rarely even hear anymore, and that's negotiations for what people are going to make on a job.
Right.
That is just, you know, how often do you ever hear people talking about the people who work for a facility are in negotiations with the company to make sure that we get our fair share. That's a lost conversation. Negotiations rarely happen.
Right. What power do you have if you walk up to your boss and you say, look, I'm outproducing everybody else. I'm doing a good job. I come to work every day. I'd like a raise. No, go back to work. Okay. We participated back before the downsizing. When we negotiated, we understood, both sides understood, we were trying to grow a plant so we could employ more people and sell more product.
And more profit for the company.
You bet.
We're not unmindful of that.
And when we shook hands at the end, both sides did their job. We represented our people. The company represented the corporation. And at that point, we shook hands and we trusted each other. And if we didn't get it right, we'd go back in 3 years and do it again. But when you're not represented and you don't have the power of your whole workforce behind you, you walk in the office, and I talk to people who've come from job shops in our plant, and they are very happy to have what we've got. They don't have to have that stress of trying to keep up with inflation and everything else. Not that we have. It's been, you know, harder and harder as the years go on.
So what people really need to understand is, at the root of all of these things is the destruction of the union movement in this country. You and I remember a time when over a third of this country belong to unions in my lifetime. And so I was at a community meeting last night in my city, in the city in which I live, and we were talking about what used to be. And in this conversation about what it was as opposed to what it is now was kind of over the heads of people who didn't live during those times, and they could never even imagine of this grade that you and I both have takes us to a place where, you know, we can wax nostalgic about what it was, right? And then you contrast that to what people have to deal with today, and you understand why things are the way they are.
Today, not
lack
even,
of unions.
Right, exactly. And it's odd that there are lack of unions when approximately a little over 70% of people polled in the country are in favor. You would think that we'd have a little easier job organizing workplaces. I think when people from the outside look in, they're in two camps. One are, I'd like to be part of that. Okay, and the other camp is, I don't even know what. Why would you not want better wages, a voice in your workplace? And the people on our shop floor, when we negotiate a contract, they're not asking us to bankrupt the company. They're asking us to, they've always asked us to do a job, provide wage and benefit gains, working condition improvements, while we are sustaining our workplace.
So do you foresee a time that unions will play a more prominent role once again in this society? Or do you think that, and clearly you and I were talking about the fact again that one third of the country once were unionized, and now 7% of it is unionized, and if you look at private unions, it's even less than that. Do you ever foresee a time in the future where, you know, unions will play a more prominent role?
That's an interesting question. So if 71% of people in the country favor union organizing rights, then the will of the people should eventually become the law of the land. But that's not there's not a straight line to that when people want something to happen. And clearly in Wisconsin, representational government has taken a few hits.
Right.
So things have to change. We've got to, I mean, politics, it comes right down to if you want something and the people you elected to represent decide to rule instead, they need to go.
All right, listen, got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Out where dreams come true.
Exciting news, Wauwatosa. Joy Ice Cream Social is here. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a community hangout spot with after-school snacks, beer, wine, and charcuterie boards. With 16 rotating ice cream flavors provided by the chocolate shop from Madison, it's the perfect place to satisfy your sweet tooth and enjoy great company. Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue in Wauwatosa. Find them on Facebook and Instagram.
Get ready to dominate the field like never before. Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworldofbrookfield.net.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day million-dollar advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, mainly sunny skies and calm. Daytime highs approaching 88. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 62. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 89. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Mike Bink. He is the president of the UAW Locals 469 of Master Lock in the city of Milwaukee. And they have been given basically a death sentence. Excuse me, that by maybe this time next year, that plant, which has stood there for over a century, is going to no longer be there, and the lives of all of those people are going to be impacted in a tough way, and the people who live in that community who are struggling now to try to bring that community back to life are going to take another hit. So Mike, what is it about a nation that has failed to understand and learn the lessons of the past from looking at manufacturing leaving our shores? I said to you earlier, Germany, I remember as a young man, our major competition was Germany and their manufacturing. And Germany never gave up their manufacturing, but the United States gave hers up. Mexico, China, they took the jobs overseas. And so the American people, unless you worked in those jobs that left, never even understood what transpired. Our nation has never recovered, and the middle class, as you and I once knew it, has dissipated. And it's dissipated because union-paying jobs in manufacturing left our shores.
Well, that was enabled by people look at the union jobs, and I tried to express this before, maybe not very effectively. How come you get paid that much?
Yes.
And, you know, why don't I get paid that much?
Yes.
So they elect people. We've elected people as a society that have allowed the work to leave. That was a decision backed by big money that we'll never know.
And power tricksters.
Yes.
Right.
People who we elect that don't always do what they say they might. It's hard to look back and see that we'll get it back, get back what we had.
Right.
But I don't, I have to be an optimist. I don't think I could sit as president and not think in my plant that we can make things better. And the work that I've done with the UAW politically, I couldn't do that if I didn't think we could make things better. I think we can make things better. But I don't know if it'll be while I'm on the right side of the daisies. It's a process. What did it take to build the labor movement in the first place? It took generations of people sacrificing to get to make it happen. But people understood how mistreated they were when they went to work, that they could be fired at the drop of a hat. Okay. Now there's, you have to get terminated. There's just cause or there's not, but it took generations to make it happen. So we've got, if it's going to happen again, I guess we need to educate, motivate, agitate, not only in our workforce to get people who've entered our plants and don't know what a union does to our friends and neighbors. Have them understand once again that, you know, we were the envy of the world when we had the middle class.
No question. No question.
And why we would take what worked in the U.S. to other countries and then abandon what worked here, that was for all the wrong reasons.
So some may say, well, what are you crying about? There'll be severance packages and everybody's going to be treated fairly.
That could be can be, and I believe is the intent of the people we work with in the Milwaukee facility, but they don't have the last word. The decision's made on what will be offered, at what levels for what period of time in the plant come from somewhere else. So we don't know how fairly people will be treated. That's our job. That's the executive board's job to do everything they can to make that happen. But what's a severance package? That's no matter how it's months maybe of insurance. It's walking away from on the low end right now. I believe it's about $17 to $19 an hour, which you can't get everywhere. To the our mid-level jobs, the $28 and $30 an hour jobs. The few skilled trades we have in the plant are probably going to land on their feet.
Yeah, right. They're skilled trade.
Right. But the people running heat treat diecast.
And plus the other part of this is you're not exactly in negotiations dealing from a position of leverage when they've already told you they're shutting the plant down.
Correct.
In essence, there's a gun to your head. And, you know, what can you do?
The best we can. We have to rely on and go back to the people that work for that plant made the good name for that plant. I don't know that matters to anyone in the corporation, but people have – I work a lot with our retirees. They're very proud of it, okay? That's still their plant. Up until COVID, I had a standing meeting – invitation to go meet with the senior management officials who ran the plant from the early 80s until we downsized. That was their meeting to talk about their stocks, but they wanted to bleed me for information about their plant because they still felt it was their plant. You know, they were still invested in that.
So listen, Mr. Bink, it's been a walk down memory lane for me in my life, and the parallel is so close to my life, and I know what people are feeling, the anxiety that they are feeling right now as their futures are so uncertain. So I enjoyed the conversation. I love to have you come back because it's a part of the history of this country that it's lost. And it's your my responsibility to make sure that it never stays lost, right?
You got it.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
And thank
you. It's been a pleasure. We'll certainly do it again. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
The skin is the largest organ of your body. Make sure you're taking a balanced approach to wellness. Use the newest Ayurvedic skincare line by ED4 to nourish your skin. Using only pure, organic, and wild-crafted ingredients, planting the seeds of wellness to reset and balance your skin, body, and mind. ED4's organic skincare will nourish your skin. Please visit us at ED4.com. That's ED4.com, E-D-I-E-F-O-R-D.com.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate.